Well, good morning. 7:13, Brock Hunter.
Hey, good
hey,
morning.
Oh, hey, hey, oh. All right.
Is it what?
I don't know. Told you, just making
what
noise.
What was that? Hey, oh. Was that the old Kool-Aid?
It was a song. What song was that? That was by Criss Cross, right? Hey, oh, hey, Criss Cross coming. Something like that. I think it was Criss Cross.
Was it Criss Cross?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Weird way to start that break. Let's
Okay, then.
Let's do your morning dump, for God's sakes. Try and fix this.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. The future is now, old man. You can lick your TV and taste the food you see on there.
Come on.
A Japanese professor.
Right after the pandemic.
I know.
Huh?
Yeah, this is not the time to be licking things. A Japanese professor has invented a lickable TV screen that lets viewers taste the food they see on TV. Okay, so the professor, Homi Miyashita, says his quote.
Hey, be careful. You
can't say that on the radio. That's his name. He says his Taste the TV invention will let people, quote, download and enjoy the flavors of the food from the restaurants they fancy, regardless of where they are based
in the future. How is that possible? It's like you got to put, like, you know, like a printer, like ink cartridges or like taste cartridges into it or something.
We've already done this, man. Do you remember smellable markers? Okay. They didn't taste anything like they smelled. Now, I think maybe there's something you could do. Maybe have some like Alexa aromatic thing, all right, where you load it up with the smell packet and it does its little thing.
You were sucking on those markers back in the day? No wonder you are the way you are.
Well, look, you can't tell me, Hunter, with a straight face, you lying son of a bitch, that you didn't smell that cherry marker and go, I wonder if this tastes like cherries. Yeah, just
suck
a little
all
bit.
The juice out. No, I don't think I did that.
There's a
do
little
you
bit
eat
on
crayons
your tongue.
Too?
I'm going to eat your crayon. You keep it. There's no way. All right, I have known you for, you know, 60% of a decade, and I know for a fact you have eaten crayons or sucked on markers.
Give me the Elmer's glue, Brock. Give me the Elmer's glue.
You're the glue guy. You're the glue
half
guy.
Half gone.
But yeah, so I don't see how this could work. I mean, I appreciate the guy trying, but there's no way you can get flavor by licking a screen.
I just
and why?
There's
why
a lot of great ideas out there. This is not one of them.
Hunter, have you ever been watching TV and like a Taco Bell commercial comes on and you're like, damn it, I want to lick that screen.
I want to. You know what I do? I go and get Taco Bell. That's what I go do.
Yeah,
I don't start eating my TV. And you got a bunch of lick marks all over your TV. It's not a. Remember the old scratch and sniff stickers? All right, now you're just creeping everybody out.
Are you licking the screen again? Stop licking the TV. Anyway, so, yeah, lickable TVs are coming up. Oh, my God. Our buddy Brandon just said, just imagine porn. Oh, my God. Why does the TV taste like tuna fish?
That's terrible. Oh, dude. Come on.
Come I want to lick you all over. Should we end with catalogs making a comeback? How about that?
Let's move on from the tuna TV.
There's a lot more catalogs stuffed in our mailboxes, or maybe you've noticed. A report from the post office 2 months ago. I know this was kind of in the build-up to the holidays. I had to wait. More than 300 million catalogs were sent out. At one point, there was talk that those thick books of glossy photos couldn't compete with the digital world, but now even Amazon and Wayfair have been mailing catalogs in recent years. USPS says catalog circulation has grown 12% compared to last year. Yeah.
When's the last time you went through when you're waiting for a haircut or something? That's the last time I went through a catalog.
Here's where I could see it, though, Hunter, because the people that are spending money right now are millennials, all right, our age. And I know everyone said, oh, those damn millennials. Look, millennials grew up circling toys in the Toys R Us catalog, all right? Mm-hmm. We grew up right before that sweet spot of the internet where we were looking at the Sears catalog in the bra and panty section going, oh, yeah, that's what I like. So I think there's a nostalgia factor for us now who are parents who have kids that are in that millennial age group that are like, oh, man, look at the catalog here. Let's flip through it. This is so great. Honey, grab the marker. I'm going to circle what I want for Christmas.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, if I'm waiting in line, like, I'll look through, like, a magazine in the aisle. Or,
yeah.
I'll never buy them, though.
Well, like, here's where I'm at, though. Like, I still buy a lot of magazines. I do. I'm a sucker for a good magazine.
Really?
And even though, like, because nowadays they have it like, oh, we'll get the online. You can save money with the online subscription. I'm like, I don't want to read it on my phone. I want to read the article right there. Just because that's how it was growing up, you know?
I'll tell you a story. My ex-girlfriend, when we broke up, she subscribed me to, like, I don't know, 50 different magazines.
I love that woman. I love that. If you did,
dude, I had magazines coming to my house from dude, Home Magazine, whatever.
Your wife,
Home and Living.
Your wife is an amazing woman, and I do. I love her dearly. But there's a part of me that wished you married that other broad that sent
dude,
you all the magazines. Because I want to
meet
her.
Prank. It was a was a pretty good. I gotta admit,
it's hilarious. It's fantastic.
For a while, I was like, "What the hell?
What's
man?
Happening? Yeah, why am I getting Good Housekeeping and Martha Stewart Living? Like, I don't need all both. Right. I don't need both. Anyway." All right, so what do we got? We got lickable TVs and catalogs making a comeback. It's old and new meeting together. I love it.
There we go.
That is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 100.